This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm thrilled that you decided to spend the next hour with me. I promise you that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce you to my guest today, I'd like to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime fun and healthy. So go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and get your ebook today. We've got a great show for you. So grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage and let's get started. My guest today is Taryn Perry. Taryn is a certified fitness trainer, level one CrossFit coach, and creator of the very popular Back to Basics lifestyle program. A busy mother of three, Taryn was sliding into the all-too-common unhealthy lifestyle of the overweight, frumpy working mother. But Taryn wanted more. She shifted to a healthier lifestyle, lost the excess weight, and found her true passion for inspiring other mothers to make a difference in themselves and their family. Taryn has been on this journey to a healthier life for more than 6 years, and it has been a journey. 2 years ago, she created her Back to Basics lifestyle program and now coaches and inspires others who feel lost or stuck to literally transform their lives by creating a healthy relationship with food. On today's show, Taryn's going to be talking to us about how you can make the changes needed to enjoy a healthier lifestyle. Welcome, Taryn.
Thank you so much for having me, Janelle.
I'm really excited about this conversation, and I'd love to start by asking you to share with our listeners just a little bit more about your background and your training to become a fitness and nutrition coach.
Absolutely. Well, I remember back when I was a teenager, even preteen, as a matter of fact, my dad would take me to our neighborhood gym, and that was kind of our thing. We would go and do our little circuit training at the gym. And so it was instilled in me at a pretty early age, despite that I was always pretty active. I was a gymnast. I played sports in high school and loved to run, and just most physical activity I was always game for. But of course, as time goes on, you go to college, I got married, and I started to have children, and things shifted a little bit. My husband and I would always go to the gym before we had kids, and I was of that light, that mentality that, gosh, if I go to the gym and work out, I can kind of eat whatever I want. And that only worked for so long. And then after I had our kids, we have three children, it was really after I had my second, actually, our son, that I hit a stall point in my weight loss. And I was getting very frustrated, a little down, and just tired of just kind of settling, you know. And so a girlfriend of mine introduced me to this great home workout program that she was doing. She had two children at the time, and she looked great, had good energy, and she and I had always talked about this big dream to open a gym together, right? On our drives into corporate, our corporate jobs, we had this dream, hey, maybe we can open a gym together. But now let's just start on our own selves. So I immersed myself in this home workout program, gave myself 90 days, and just was vulnerable to the whole process. I wanted to understand how the functions of fitness correlated to the nutrition. And I started to learn and understand my relationship with food and how it needed to change. So that was a big learning experience for me. And from there, it just snowballed into wanting to be more a part of the fitness nutrition industry, as I was getting a lot of questions from moms and those that followed me on social media gosh, Taryn, what are you doing? How is this working? This is amazing. And I was sharing my journey through social media. That was an outlet for me. Over the 90 days, I lost 25 pounds. But I knew that if I wanted to influence other people, I had to have a little bit of knowledge under my belt, a little bit more experience. So I went and resourced some other certifications, and I went through American Council on Exercise and got my group fitness certification. I also added some other specialty fitness certifications just to add to my arsenal, and also some nutrition certifications as well to really balance out that food component and how nutrition ties into it. So over that course of time, you know, if you were to kind of mark it from having my second child, it's been over 6 years, and every day is a learning experience for me, and I will always crave more information and always continue to learn because things change and life evolves, and to be able to keep up with all of that, you know, to be able to share that with those that I influence and coach.
Well, and I know you've really gone through a big transformation, and if anyone would like to see what kind of a transformation that is, they can go to your website at choose2befit, and that's choose2befit.com, and look at the pictures, because they can look at the before and after, and it really is, it is a big difference. You know, one of the things you talk about is functional fitness. So can you just share a little bit about what that is and how that might be just different from just regular exercise that people do?
Absolutely. Functional fitness really ties into, it should tie into our activity during the day. You know, we are not just stagnant sitting down or standing up or walking in a straight line. You know, life has things that come in that we need to physically take care of. You know, for me, I have children. I have a one-year-old right now, and so picking her up, right, is a functional movement. And so having that strength to be able to physically pick her up and put her into her crib, or if you're at work and you have a labor-intensive job, you might be picking a box up off the ground and putting it up on the shelf. So having that strength and that function, it goes beyond just those kind of isolated movements that generally we get into the habit of doing if we go to the gym. You know, just a standing bicep curl. I mean, that's great because we're building muscle, which is what we want, but we don't have that function behind it and how that correlates to kind of your day-to-day. So functional fitness really is having variety to be able to do those things with the strength and the endurance and the capacity by not doing such isolated movements. Does that make sense?
It does, and it sounds like it's the physical exercise, but being much more mindful about what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Absolutely. Everything changes when you put a little bit more thought into your movements. And it's actually something that I guide my members if I'm coaching a class or doing a boot camp, per se. I challenge them to actually put their mind to their muscle. So if we are doing a bicep curl, which I always add in another compound movement, so it might be a lunge or it might be a squat, I challenge them to put their mind to that actual muscle. Put your mind to that bicep as you're curling that weight up. Think about it and let that weight be super heavy. Put your mind to your quads as you're going into that squat. And being mindful, not only with your fitness, but obviously with your nutrition, makes all the difference in the world.
You know, as you're talking about that, it makes me think I walk up and down my hall many times a day. I could actually walk mindfully and do some lunges versus just walking down the hall, so I could be more mindful about the exercises, you know, and how I'm doing things. I guess that would be considered functional fitness. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Same thing with, you know, if you work in an office building or you have the opportunity to take the stairs instead of the elevator. It's just a little bit more function because the elevator is easy, the escalator is easy, but why not take the stairs? Why not in the airport, instead of those great little moving sidewalks, walk along the side. So it's just being a little bit more mindful and putting a little bit more thought into kind of your direction of the day.
Interesting. It just kind of shifts the perspective and the way we think about exercise. And I know one thing that you're really passionate about is CrossFit, too, and that I think that's a real trend right now. You hear a lot of people, and I see a lot of social media posts from people that are going to CrossFit classes. Why do you think that's so popular right now?
Well, CrossFit is created such a great brand. Obviously, there's a lot of athletes that have really adapted to the CrossFit world and the mentality. I mean, they have the CrossFit games, they have CrossFit apparel, CrossFit hashtags. I mean, you see it everywhere. So it's definitely a popular fitness component for people. And I started CrossFit about 3 years ago, and I wanted to understand what that community and culture was really like, because I had heard the rumors, and there's always the naysayers about CrossFit, just like there's naysayers about any other fitness program out there, right? So I wanted to understand truly what CrossFit was, and what is this culture all about? What's this trend in fitness? And as I started to take on the workouts myself, there's a sandwich board actually in our neighborhood promoting our area gym. And so I dragged my sister-in-law in with me and said, hey, let's go give it a try. And went into our first class, met the owners, and I immediately fell in love with it. And talk about functional fitness. I mean, CrossFit prepares you for all sorts of different things. I mean, you're lifting heavy weights, you're jumping up on boxes, you're running, you're rowing, you're doing body weight exercises. And the one thing that I think sets CrossFit aside from some of the other workout programs is the variety. And there's always a change in workouts. It's never the same workouts every week. And you might not repeat that workout for another 6-9 months. And usually that's to benchmark maybe your improvements. So the culture and the community has evolved so much. And my whole goal behind understanding what CrossFit was to not only challenge myself, but also bridge the gap to those that have seen other workouts and been a part of the programs that I've done, but also let them understand that there is something for everybody. And CrossFit doesn't have to be this injuring, provoking workout system. There is a lot of thought and fundamentals that go behind it, and once you understand it and you learn it properly, it's an amazing workout. Not to mention the community of people is really neat.
Sounds really interesting. Very interesting. And before we go to break, I want to ask you, I love to ask my guests, what motivates them to live healthy and share their message about healthy living with others? We call it your big why. So what is your big why, and why is it so important for you to help others get healthy?
My big why is, quite honestly, my kids, my family. My kids are young, and they're very impressionable right now. And so they see what I do, what my husband and I do, and they're influenced by them, by our actions. They're developing learned behaviors right now, and I was influenced and had a learned behavior when I would go to the gym with my dad when I was, you know, preteens and teenage years. And he's actually another big part of my why, because unfortunately I lost him 2 months ago, and it was due to poor health. He was diabetic and high cholesterol. Everything under the sun he had, and he'd suffered a number of strokes. And all of that, in my opinion and understanding from his physicians, could have been combated and through a healthier lifestyle. And so that just fueled my inner passion to want to help other people see the opportunity behind making simple changes in their life and empower my kids to know that they can make the right choices, because they are influenced by so many external resources, whether it's through the television, friends at school, the lunches that may be served. There's so many different things out there, and I want them to know the general fundamentals and foundations behind a healthier lifestyle. So they truly are my big why.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And I know family is so important and a big why for a lot of people. And it's so sad when we lose someone close to us too early because of health challenges that, you know, that might have been preventable. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about how food combines with exercise to get healthy. And I want to learn a little bit more about your Back to Basics program. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
At LifeScape, we believe in a proactive approach to your health, or whole health, which is why we created the LifeScape Online Health Store. Browse our store for the best physician-recommended nutrition, skincare, and health-related products to fit any lifestyle and budget. Have your order shipped directly to your home or pick it up at our Scottsdale office. Our goal is to provide the most trusted products to enhance your health and beauty regimen. Visit LifescapePremier.com/store today. LifeScape, whole health for a whole life.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Taryn Perry of Choose to Be Fit. And before the break, we were having a great conversation on exercise and why it's so important. And now we're going to talk a little bit about food and exercise and how they go together. But before we do that, Taryn, I'd love to have you share just a little bit. I know you created the program, Back to Basics Lifestyle Program, and I'd love to know a little bit more about that and what inspired you to create that program.
Well, I started to piece together the variety of nutrition and diet programs I have personally gone through over the last 4 years before I actually put this together 2 years ago. And it was really a trial and error process in understanding what was working and what was not. Where was I finding these personal failures in my nutrition regimen? Because the fitness I had nailed down pretty well, and I find that a lot of people do have their fitness and their workout programs in place. But it was the nutrition that was always falling short. And that was definitely my issue. And so I went through all these different nutrition programs and diets. I did paleo, I did the zone, I did Atkins. I tried them all. And there was some of them worked great and others did not. And so I pulled those little missing links from them and started to adapt to the bits and pieces of those programs that worked. And then I went and learned about just whole food approach to nutrition. And that was like a light bulb. Everything started to fall into place. And it was more of a matter of understanding the basics of food and where it comes from and not getting caught up in this low-fat this, sugar-free that, don't eat this food group, eat more of this food group, fats are bad for you. All of this misinformation that we're fed constantly that is so overwhelming, and I had to sift through that over years. And, you know, I wanted to put a system in place that was going to work and allowed me to finally stop obsessing over food in a healthy way, but obsessing over, gosh, what am I going to eat next? How many calories are I going to have at this meal? And what's that meal going to look like? And I need to stick to this exact meal plan, because if I don't, then I'm never going to lose weight. And I didn't want people to stress about that, because we have so much in our lives already, whether you work full time, you've got a family, whatever it is, we all have things going on. And so to add another layer of stress about following a certain regimen, and if it doesn't work, then it sends us into this mental tailspin. So the purpose of Back to Basics was to help people truly get back to the foundation of what food is and where it comes from, and stop thinking about all the additives and the shortcuts that have been introduced along the way that isn't working and is causing inflammation and causing further sickness and causing this cycle, this up and down of weight loss, and finally finding that healthier relationship and establishment with a system that isn't as complicated as we tend to think it is or make it through following other programs.
You know, it, as you're saying that, it really makes me think of our program, which is Eat Great, Live Well, and it really is building that healthy relationship with food. It's really understanding the basics. It's understanding the choices. It's understanding the things that you're putting in your mouth and the little things that you're doing, because I think people often think it's the food that's making a big difference, but it's really a lot of the little habits and behaviors around food that impact it. And when we tell someone they can't have something to eat, what's the first thing you want? That's, you know, it's the first thing you want, and you think about it until you have it. So I love that you really, you created that and really teach people how to get back to basics, because I think that's so important.
Definitely. It's about not complicating it and really helping people see the small changes they can make, because it is overwhelming to think that they need to make changes in their life. And so helping them understand these are just small changes we're going to make over time, instead of let's wipe the slate clean and now you can't eat any of the fun stuff that you used to like. And that's why I got giddy with excitement when I started to get to know you guys and your process and program, because it very much aligns with how I hope that the rest of this world can start to think eventually.
Absolutely. I think they're very closely aligned. And, you know, it's often said that you can't out-train a poor diet. And I think that goes back to, you know, people exercising and doing all that but not making a difference. It's really about the awareness of what people are doing and how they're doing it. So it's just, that's why we have these conversations. That's why we're talking today, because it's really about increasing that awareness for people. You know, I'd love to get your perspective on what is a healthy relationship between food and exercise, and do you think one's more important than the other?
You know, I have toyed with that specific question so much, the one relating to whether fitness or nutrition is more important than the other. I do really think they go hand in hand, although changing our relationship with food needs to take the upper hand, because fitness comes easy for a lot of people, or at least the act of movement, you know, walking or doing stairs or rowing or swimming, that tends to come a little bit easier for a lot of people. But we are consistently flooded with information about different nutritional regimens that it can be overwhelming. And so I do think taking control of our nutritional habits really does have to take a little bit more of an upper hand than fitness. So I tend to tell people it is an 80-20 process. You know, nutrition needs to be 80% of your world, which can be overwhelming, right? But if we simplify it, then it becomes a lot easier. And like you said, Janelle, You can't out-train a poor diet, right? And that's exactly how I felt. I thought that I could work out in the gym and go eat whatever I wanted. But mm-hmm. that changes course as we get older and our metabolism changes. And that food has to become a priority because it fuels so much more. It fuels our recovery. It fuels our sleep. It fuels our mood and our energy and our immune system. And I think if we can start getting people to understand that, that it goes beyond just that instant gratification of putting a certain food into our bodies.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. As we're talking, it makes me think what we do is when we're working with people in our class, what we do is get people to do a mood journal, and there's certain information that they track versus a food journal, because early on we used to have people do food journals and then we would talk to them afterwards. And part of the challenge was people don't like to put a lot of things down that they're eating because they're already feeling guilty about their habits and their behaviors. So we you know, really took a step back, kind of what you did when you created the Back to Basics, looked at what worked and what didn't, and now do a mood journal, because it's really more about why people are choosing to eat. And we found a lot of people didn't even realize how to identify when they were physically hungry. They didn't know the difference between physical and emotional hunger. So it goes back to that, you know, Back to Basics, really understanding their bodies and learning to listen to it.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And trusting our body, right? We have lost that over time, is that we don't allow ourselves to trust our body and the cues that it gives. And I think when people can tie the emotional piece to it, it comes full circle, because it does have a lot to do with our inner balance. And, you know, you talked about this mood journal, and I just got this big grin on my face, because I think once people can document how their nutrition intake for the day can affect the way they feel, their productivity at work, how their workout is that day, they can start to tie it together. So I actually do work with my clients and have them document their food, but in a very basic in general fashion, because I don't want them to over-obsess. I don't want them to get caught up in that, in the amount or the calories, but more of the general timing and the general food and how do you feel about that? How does that food make you feel? How was your workout? How was your energy through the day? And that can make such an impact when we do ask them, what was your mood? And so I love that you guys do the mood journal as well.
You know, it was just really having those conversations with people and, again, looking at what works and what doesn't. And it's made a huge shift in how people make choices. And, again, it's all about that awareness, which I think is the real foundation for making a shift. And just like you, you know, talking about making those simple changes, one thing we do is get people to just make one small change a week. If you do that 52 weeks from now, a year from now, you can't help but have a big transformation in your health and the choices you're making of what you eat and your exercise and how you physically look and feel. It just is a total shift.
Oh, absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
So we're going to go ahead and take another short break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about food choices and just some of the things you've seen when you've been coaching your clients. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Taryn Perry of Choose to Be Fit. And before the break, we had a great conversation on food choices and really building a healthy relationship with food, which is so important and such a fundamental to getting healthy. And I want to continue that conversation, Taryn, and would love to ask you, get your thoughts on it. A lot of people say they want to eat better, but they don't know where to start. In your coaching, what's the first thing you help people change?
I help them become a little bit more aware of the food that they are consuming. And we do start out with food journaling. I think it's an important exercise for people to at least do every once in a while. It's not something I want anybody to be held to and feel it's their ball and chain. They have to carry around this food journal. But I think there's a great awareness that happens when you actually start to document the food that you take in. So I always am interested to understand what their current food intake is. And then after we start to work together, what it starts to change and shift. And so that initial piece in wanting, in somebody that wants to get healthier and where do I start, it starts really truly with what do you have in your kitchen? What is your pantry and what's in your refrigerator? And do you know the actual source of that food? So I truly want people to become those label readers. You know, understand what's in the packaging or what's in that food that they're going to bring home. So it's more creating awareness of, don't look at the fancy packaging and the pretty colors and maybe the great marketing ad that they've got. Is flip the package over, or how many ingredients are in that? And I think that's a really easy place for people to start, because then they can start to think a little bit more about the things they put in their food, in their grocery cart, and also what's in their pantry. And so it's always fun to hear those stories of my clients that have actually sent me pictures of what their cupboards looked like before we started working together and what it looks like now. And this evolution of what happens is really quite astounding.
You know, that would be interesting. I don't know if you have any of those on your website, but that would be really interesting. I know a lot of people put the before and after physical pictures, but I think the before and after of maybe their pantry or the refrigerator, it would be, I think, just as impactful, to be honest.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. And you know what's interesting is people want a sneak peek inside your world because it becomes more relatable to them. And so I share with people what my pantry looked like before and what it looked like afterwards, and it's fascinating to people. I mean, I'm fascinated with how other people live and be, and so it allows them to make it a little bit more personable when they can relate and say, gosh, she's been there too. Look at that junk she had in her cupboard. And now look what her cupboard's full with.
Mm-hmm. Can
Can you share with us maybe some of the top staples that you keep in your pantry and fridge? So, you know, what are some of the basics that are your go-to so that you make sure that you are eating healthier?
Well, we'll start with my pantry, for instance. I have a lot of really simple things. We are a simple family. We are always on the go with three kids and a husband that's busy. You know, our days are just go, go, go. So I always have raw nuts. I have raw walnuts. I have raw almonds. And I also have seeds, raw seeds. And I make a little trail mix on the go. So there's always nut butter. I have raw honey. I have the staples that I can just put something really simple together in my pantry. And the same thing with our fridge. Our fridge is full of colorful foods. We always have fresh seasonal foods or seasonal vegetables and fruits. We always have bananas on hand. We always have apples. Avocados are a staple. Our kids love avocados. I love avocados. They make a great snack. We always have eggs. We do eat dairy in our family, and I think that's a big taboo for a lot of people, especially in the CrossFit community. A lot of people are hesitant to dairy and don't consume dairy. And so we do, but our dairy is full fat. I don't have the non-fat or sugar-free or any of that stuff in our fridge. That was a former life of ours. But we do have eggs, and we do have fresh, lean meat. I always have raw chicken breast in the freezer so I can thaw it. We have organic grass-fed ground beef so I can make chili or I can make a stir-fry. So we just have a lot of variety and simple things that I can just immediately grab and go. And that just makes it a simplified lifestyle for us to just grab some handful of nuts, throw them in a little baggie, and we're out the door.
You know, I think one of the challenges with families is that, you know, it comes to dinner time and, you know, when you've got kids and you've got a busy schedule, time is short. So one of the things that we teach people to do is make sure that you've got 8 or 10 of your favorite recipes written down. And then when you go to the grocery store each week, make sure you have the staples for at least 3 or 4 of those at any time, whether it's things that you can keep in the pantry that, you know, don't have to be fresh, or whether it's meat in the freezer, and then keep some of the basic fresh fruits and vegetables on hand so that when you don't know what to make, you can just pull out one of your 3x5 cards and you've got a recipe right there and you've got those things on hand. So, you know, because I know those nights when I go to the refrigerator or the pantry and look for something and I didn't know what I was going to make and I struggled, those were the nights we really didn't eat very well because it was such a chore to put something together.
Oh, certainly. And I always have the staple foods for our dinners on hand. So I'm a big fan of those kind of everything but the kitchen sink type meals, you know, and that could be a salad that is just loaded with every vegetable that I had left in the refrigerator and a lean protein. We're big fans of making stir fries, as many colorful vegetables that we can put in the pan, and then we'll saute some ground beef, or maybe it'll be chicken, or love doing spaghetti squash, which does take a little bit more thought and maybe a little bit more time to bake it. But those are staples that we have on a regular basis because they're easy, they're full of great nutrients, and the kids love them.
Yeah, no, that's great. You know, you mentioned colorful fruits and vegetables. One of the stories I love to share is when I've got three grandchildren, and when my daughter-in-law was a school teacher, so she loves to teach the kids. So even when they're grocery shopping, you know, the kids are counting fruits and, you know, vegetables or apples or oranges into the bags. And one day they were doing this, and she turned around, and there were all these, like, grandmothers, you know, these older ladies that were shopping, following her around because she thought it was so cute that the kids were counting and they were picking out the colors. and, you know, just really making it educational, which I think is a great way for the kids to learn. And when they go to the store, they always get to pick out something new that they'd like to try, whether they're looking for a specific color or just something different to try as a family. It just really helps expose them to new foods, which is a lot of fun, too.
Absolutely, and that's really what it's about, is allowing your children to be empowered to make some decisions and be a part of the decisions when it comes to bringing food back into the house. And that's absolutely one of the things that I try and encourage my clients to do when they're working on their own journey, because we're so caught up in, I need to lose weight, I need to change this, and I'm going to eat healthy, but maybe the rest of the family's not involved on this healthy food regimen. And so that's why I encourage all my clients that do have young children or do have children of any age, is to make everybody a part of the process. You know, one of our favorite things to do, which I actually relate to the grandkids and your story there in having them go out and pick vegetables and fruits, is I have my kids do the same when we go through the produce section. I have them go pick out one of their favorite fruit that they want to have, and go pick out a vegetable that we should have this week. And so they're a part of that process. And then when we go maybe to the other side of the stores, we spend a lot of time at Whole Foods. They have their fresh bar where you can get your salads or there's hot foods. And on times that we are tight on schedule and I maybe don't have the time in the kitchen, I bring them with me and say, hey, you know what, here, let's go to Whole Foods and I'm going to have you pick out what you think is going to be the best side dish for you. And watch what they put together. And it wasn't perfect at the beginning, and sometimes it's still not perfect, but they're making better choices, and they are excited that they have the ownership over that food that they get to put on their plate when they get home.
And, you know, that's great that you do that, and it really does come down to education. When our niece, one of our nieces who just went away to college, when she and her mom would come over for a weekend, Michael and our niece would go to the grocery store, and because she wanted to learn how to cook. So they'd go and she'd pick out pasta and she'd do things. And, you know, she had her favorites that she liked, but what he started doing was teaching her how to read labels and teaching her the difference. And we ultimately let her make the choice, but what we found over time is by doing that education, she shifted the choices that she made and she started eating healthier, which was really, you know, that was really important. And we also use a lot of herbs and spices, too, in our cooking because it gives it so much flavor without adding sugar and salt, and, you know, it gives it a healthier option that's very flavorful.
Oh, absolutely. You can have the same meal and change the flavor of it with spices and seasonings. I love it.
So we're going to go ahead and take our final break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about kind of the balance, the work-life balance, because I know for you with three kids and running your businesses and doing your own workouts and doing everything, it's a challenge, and I think that's a challenge a lot of women have. So this is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Taryn Perry of Choose to Be Fit. And we've been having a great conversation about healthy eating and building a healthy relationship with food. And Taryn, I know one of the challenges that women especially have with eating healthy and building that healthy relationship with food comes down to balance. So I'm going to ask you, how do you manage that work-life balance? You've got three kids, you're running multiple businesses, you're getting in your own workouts. How do you balance it all, and how do you suggest to others to find that balance in everything they're doing?
You know, Janelle, that is probably the number one question that I get asked personally and on my Facebook page or Instagram page is, how do I manage it all? How do I balance it between personal and work and family life? So I really came up with five things that have worked out well for me. And the first one really is scheduling my week. I take a look of what my week looks like from Sunday to Saturday, physically on a calendar. And I encourage people to get out a calendar, whether they go old school with a pen and paper or, you know, smartphones. They make it really easy to do that as well. But I look at my week and understand what I have lined up. And I have a couple colored pens. You can get crayons or markers or what have you, or you can pick different colors on your smartphone for each category of your life. And so I mark out when I have work things I need to take care of, what my kids' activities are, when date night is, and what my workout is going to, when I'm going to work out. It's not necessarily what my workout is going to be, but when my workout's going to take place, my personal time, and then also I map out what general food meals are going to be served that week. And I back all that into what I need to do the beginning of the week. So when you can take a look at your week from Sunday to Saturday and start to put in where everything fits, then you can wrap your brain around how you can tackle each thing. So for me, my workouts, they are first thing in the morning. I'm a 5:30, 6 a.m. person. I'm not a morning person, but that's the best time that for me to get my workouts in, because then I know they're not going to be compromised later on in the day. Because after, you know, a full day of activities and kids and dinner, I'm just exhausted, and my workouts will always be the first thing sacrificed. And I know a lot of people feel that way too. So I encourage people to get their workouts done the very first part of the day. Also, number two is I set my intentions for the day. I started to learn how to meditate, as a matter of fact, and it's been really great for me to balance myself mentally and also set my intentions for the day. So I encourage everyone to give themselves 5 minutes immediately when they wake up and just set your intention for the day. What do you hope to get out of the day? What do you hope to get out of your workout? And whatever your priority is for that, just allow your thoughts to accumulate and just run naturally. And just that 5 minutes to yourself can be really, really impactful. Number three is really separating work from home. You know, I work from home, and so that balance can be really difficult. This is probably the hardest thing for a lot of people, but really separating that. And especially if you work outside of the home, you know that when you leave the house and you go to the office, that you take care of what you need to do when you're at the office. And when you leave the office to come home, doing your very best to leave that at the office, or know, I've got work I need to do, when's it going to happen? And that has to happen once the kids have been attended to, then maybe they're put in bed, you've had time with your spouse. But really setting that boundary of, when I'm home, that's when I'm present with my children. Or when I get home, I get my workout done right away and nothing gets in the way of that. So really setting up those boundaries are super important. I find, too, number four on my list is having a to-do list. I mean, how do we know what to do if we don't have a list to do it? I'm not very good at keeping it all in my head. So I thrive and I'm very accomplished when I actually write things down and that sweet victory of crossing it off the list. So I encourage everybody to have a to-do list and keep it manageable. Don't have 20 things you need to get done when you know you only have 2 hours to do it, right? And lastly is to delegate. We only have so many hours in the day, and we can only accomplish so much. So when you start to understand that I can't get to the laundry every day, I can't clean the bathrooms every day, I can't go run errands every day, but learn to delegate. And, you know, that's when you involve your children to take on these little tasks. Or maybe you have a goal of being able to have a house cleaner come once a month or every other week, or, you know, just being able to divvy out some of the tasks that we as moms or as parents tend to feel we need to take ownership of everything. So those are really my favorite top five and what I suggest for my clients in balancing it all. It's not a perfect world, but I do my best to really structure that so I know what my weeks look like and how I can balance it all out.
Those are great tips. As you were going through them, I love setting the intention for the day, and I think that's so important. I usually take some quiet time in the morning and do some thoughtful reading and journaling, and that's how I kind of set my day. The biggest challenge for me is really separating work from home and having that that kind of division, because it's easy to, especially with smartphones and with technology, to never be offline. So it's really important to make a conscious, we were talking early about, you know, mindfulness, to really make a conscious, mindful effort to really separate those. So that's a great reminder. So thank you for sharing that. I want to ask you just briefly, you know, a lot of people hear about new fad diets or new miracle foods. It seems like they're coming up every week. What tips do you have for helping people kind of sift through that information? What do you tell your clients when they ask you, you know, what they should do? Because I think that's complicated, and you can get overwhelmed with all the information.
Definitely. And I feel like that's a little bit of a loaded question as well, in a good way, because there is a lot of information and there's a lot of people that we quote unquote trust to deliver the right information that we tend to want to follow and say, well, gosh, if they're doing it, then it must be okay. So I always advise my clients before they jump into that next miracle food or miracle pill or 10-day cleanse of some sort, take a step back for a minute and actually evaluate it with a conscious mind. Because we get caught up in the excitement of, yep, I'm going to do this because this is guaranteed to help me lose weight in 20 pounds in 10 days. You know, to actually take a step back and rationalize what that certain miracle food or diet is actually promising is to think about it. And that it goes back to this whole idea of being mindful, right, Janelle? I mean, we've talked a lot about that in being more mindful. So instead of acting on something that's that bright, shiny object, is to take a step back, take a big breath, and then put some thought into it and really dissect it. Because I feel like once people take a little bit more time, then they will see this is actually something that is worthwhile, or there is some relevance behind it, or gosh, this doesn't seem healthy. You shouldn't lose 20 pounds in 10 days. That's not sustainable. You know, so thinking a little bit more, mindfulness.
That's a great reminder, and I think that really is kind of a theme of our conversation today, is that mindfulness. And I've really enjoyed talking to you, and I really love your perspective, and I think it's so in alignment with what we do with our Eat Great, Live Well program. Can you tell our listeners how they can get more information about you and what you have to offer?
Absolutely. You can go to my website, which is befit.com, and download my free ebook. It's called 6 Reasons Why You May Not Be Achieving Success with Your Weight Loss Results. So you can go on my website, download that ebook. I have a bonus that I offer, is a 7-day email series, and that will just give you a little bit of an introduction of what getting back to basics is all about, And I encourage you to reach out to me on social media or Instagram and ask me questions. I love helping people, and I will give as much as I can. But I also offer a 30-minute free consultation for anybody that is interested in working with me personally.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that. And we will put a link to your website on our Eat Great, Live Well radio.com page with the interview, so people will be able to get to you. And my final question for you is, I ask each of our guests to share one action item that our listeners can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love. So what would you suggest they do?
Gosh, you know, I feel like yesterday I had one idea in mind, and tomorrow will probably be another idea. But you know what truly I want to advise everybody to do is to get out a pad of paper and actually write down their current eating habits. Write it down as you do it, and then reflect on it at the end of the day. It is such an easy thing to do because it doesn't require you to go out and buy new things, and I don't want anyone to overthink it. Actually, sit down with a pen and paper and write down what you had for breakfast, and write it down at the time you ate it, and write down what you had for snack, what you drank, what you didn't drink, how much water are you consuming. Those little things add up and is a very big awareness to where you're at in your current journey and if it needs to be changed. So that's really what I would advise people to do today. And do it for 3 days. Give yourself 3 days and journal your consumption and your mood. I love how you guys encourage a mood journal, Janelle, and I'd really like to encourage people to correlate the two and how their food affects their mood and their behavior for the day.
That's a great action item, so thank you very much. And thank you very much, Taryn, for your time and for sharing so generously with us today.
Oh, Janelle, thank you so much for having me on the show. I am honored to be able to share with your audience today. So thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me next week and each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthy relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on Facebook and join us on social media and share what you learned from writing down what you eat every day and your moods and just see how it changes your outlook on food. So share with us, join the conversation, have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.